We often hear about the struggles of parents who try to get the best possible services and care for children with special needs. It can be a full-time job. Sylvia Orley of Virginia wrote to us about a slightly different dilemma, an ethical one, involving her autistic son. We have her on the line, along with New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen, to help her sort it out. Hi there, Randy.
Hi, Jennifer.
And hi, Sylvia.
Hello.
So, Sylvia, can you tell us about your problem?
About a year ago, our son was diagnosed with autism, and, you know, we were upset to get this diagnosis, but one thing that we did find was it did allow us to get a lot of available government programs to pay for our therapy bills. We get a lot of special attention at my son's school, and the insurance company will now pay for just about anything we ask, and we also get little benefits such as being allowed to get ahead in line. You know, an amusement park, so we can go get ahead. We don't have to wait in line for the roller coaster. We can get ahead in line at the airport. You know, if you just say my child is autistic, he can't stand in line, they will immediately let you get ahead, which is wonderful. But the problem for us is that, you know, my son is really not all that badly behaved, and I feel a little guilty about taking these nice things. The other thing is that it would be very nice to get all these goodies from the government and to get special attention at school, but we are really doing fairly well financially. And while we're taking all these special benefits, I just worry that we're taking them from other people who need them. So I just have an ethical dilemma. You know, what should I do? Should I take everything that we can get, or should I be, you know, considerate about these other people, even though I don't know who they are?
Well, Randy, what's your advice?
My advice is to be open and honest when you apply to any of these programs. You know, some programs are means-tested, like food stamps, for instance, and others are not. That public school is available to everyone, regardless of family income, and that's a fine thing. And if Congress, in its wisdom, decided to make certain programs available for any family who's coping with autism, you should accept this program without the slightest hesitation. Also, I don't see how you're accepting certain, participating in certain programs is keeping anyone from doing likewise. The best way to get aid for more people is to lobby Congress, perhaps, okay, to expand programs.
Well, I do know that if we take, let's say, more assistance from our school, that means that other children are not going to get that assistance. I know that for a fact. And the problem is there's just very little in resources for kids with special needs.
Well, here's where I think there's a kind of natural triage that exists with limited resources, and the most appropriate person to make that decision is a professional educator, someone who has
right,
the real training and sophistication to properly allocate their limited time, and I think a sophisticated educator will do that. They'll know which kids most need their help and will devote their help where it's appropriate. I think that's fine. Because you're making a more comfortable living than some other folks doesn't mean you have to opt out of all any benefit for your child. Anyway, our society has gotten together and decided to try to make your life a little easier.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like you're an honorable person trying to do what's right for your child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there might be particular perks that you might reasonably decline, like cutting the front of the line at the amusement park.
Right.
If your child can wait patiently and it's not a problem, then you can modestly defer to a child who might want to get ahead. But the notion of getting a little help with your child's education from a caring society, that sounds humane and wonderful.
Okay.
Sylvia, have any of these benefits helped your son?
Tremendously. Especially with the school system, they've bent over backwards for us, and I so appreciate what they've done.
Do you know what you're going to do now? Will you opt out, perhaps?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think that we'll stay where we are going to apply for the government programs, and we will apply for the insurance. And I don't think it's necessary to get ahead in line, just because one of the dangers of announcing that your child has a disability is, you know, it's a good thing to get ahead in line, but then everyone starts treating your child like they have a disease, and that's really uncomfortable for all of us.
Well, Sylvia Orley of Virginia, good luck to you, and
thank you for
writing.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks for answering my question.
Randy Cohen writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine. If you'd like to pose your problem to him, drop us a line at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and please be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thanks again.
Thank you, Jennifer.